Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Keep it wet, I might buzz down and lock it. BBM, natural, don't care. Won't if you come in with gang, leave your phone at the hotel. She know my body, she don't need the intel. On time, spin around, go crazy, can't tell. AOD Jack wanna know what I inhale. She getting thick, ain't no way that you can't tell.
I need to put shawty on payroll, she got a bankroll. She do that shit when I say so. Hit from the back, got her grabbing her ankles. Hand on her neck, I might give her a bangle. And when I'm done, I go out with a bangle. She say me and my brothers remind her of bang bro. She in the mix, tryna work on her angle.
She gon' lick on it, spit on it, taste just like pew, pew. She wildin', she be wildin' inside her body. She gon' ride it like Kawasaki. She said she was lit off the sake. She left the lobby parking lot, gave me head in a Gotti. She said she gon' give me the box and the posse. Fucked around, introduced her to Roddy. Thing on my hip for when she lookin' wacky. I might have to bust it, just look at that body like that.
Give me that.
Oh, is that Kenny?
Go.
John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows, are you there, boy? Are you there, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm here, brother.
It's good to hear from you, dog.
Oh,
how you doing, man?
It's good to hear from you, too, dog.
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, brother.
Can't...
How you feeling, man?
Hey, listen, man, I can't call it. I might spoil it. If my hand looked like your hand and my hand and my hand would be your hand, and then we'd have a dope hand together.
Oh, man. That sounds like a winning combination. You know, Johnny Gillen thinks let us all have that sound perfect combination. That's us right now.
Come on now.
That's us.
Come on
that's
now.
Us right now.
I'm trying
so
to
what's popping, man?
This is a good thing. Listen, even with all the things that might be going bad around me, man, I got Thursday nights to look forward to. I get
yes,
to
sir.
Rock out with you. We get to listen to these callers. We get to talk to people. We come up with dope topics. We get to get down.
We
That's
do
the best
get
part
to
of my week,
down.
Man.
Sir, yes, man. I tell you, man, Thursdays is a great day, man. It is a great day. But before we continue on about the get down, let's get a number for those who are listening in online. In case you decide that you want to get on down with us and you want to get in here and, you know, press 1 and do your thing, 319-527-6300, and again, press 1. If you're already here, go ahead and press that 1. Don't be shy. We came to get down. We came to get down.
And we got to remind them, Van, it's all about the poets. It's never about
all
Van
about
Meadows
you.
And J-Rob. It's
no,
all
sir.
About the poets.
Yes,
because
indeed.
Without any
yes,
of
indeed.
You, it's just a dialogue between me and my brother. And we can, trust me, we could do this all night. But
all night.
We are humble servants to the poetry gods, and we want to hear from every single one of you.
Indeed, indeed. So let's give a huge shout-out, man, to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox. Man, please make sure that y'all hit that brother up if you know him personally or even if you don't know him. Just hit him up and just say thank you. You know, thank you goes a long way for providing this platform for you to be able, as an artist, to come through, spit your poetry and be heard on Spreaker, Blog Talk, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Man, listen. When you sit here, you are heard in all of those platforms. You can find yourself and then go brag on yourself to other people. Man, y'all hear me spit on Epiphany Radio? Listen, this is for you.
Y'all hear me on the get down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all want some bragging rights. Y'all want some bragging rights because this is where it's at. Epiphany got them going on 7 days a week. And
seven
no show is
week,
better
y'all.
Than any show. No show's better than any
seven
show.
Days a week.
But the,
but the vibe and the energy is different, and the get down is just the get down. Man, but listen, I'm going to tell y'all
my
this.
Baby.
I'm going to tell y'all this.
Tell them.
If y'all didn't hear the Love Zone last night with Miss V.I.P. and
Sweet Baby
LaPena
Jesus.
La Negra. Oh, my goodness.
You don't like
oh,
poetry.
Oh, my goodness. Man. I'm still thinking about that show, man. Still thinking about that show. Man.
Listen.
And tonight's show, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average? You can
let them know.
Be raw. I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. I wear mine every day.
Every day?
I make sure
every
I
day.
Find in the, some clothing that highlights my raw links. I'm performing this
yes.
weekend, and I'm wearing some raw links.
Yes, yes.
You better get your
man. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell y'all what last night's topic was on the Love Zone. Last night's topic was, when did you fall in love with poetry? And, man, you poets that came through that show and spit y'all pieces, y'all were phenomenal. So now tonight, J-Rap, tell them about tonight. Tell them about tonight, Jay.
Brothers and sisters in poetry, and everyone within the sound of my voice, hear me clearly. Tonight, Van Meadows and J-Rob would like to ask you a particular question. What would love say about you? For the people who didn't hear me, what would love
say about you?
And for those of you that's getting high on ganja, sipping that sip, what would love say about you? Not me, not J-Rob, not one of your exes, not your Karen, but what would it say about you?
You.
J-Rob.
Pretend it's a job interview. Pretend it's a job interview.
My brother. I'm going to assume that your piece is locked and loaded. Because you're the wise son.
I'm going to go on a limb and tell you, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I wanted to throw it back at you tonight because this was a topic that Vance said, what you think they're going to say? So I want to throw it back at my brother tonight and let's hear what has dripped out of the pen of magnificence when it calls out to he whom is called poetic. For me, because I'm selfish that way.
Hey, it's okay. We can all be selfish sometimes. I don't mind. But
I'm selfish.
That's all right. Well,
so
I
but
did
before you go
to
your piece, I got a question for you. Because I know your piece is locked and loaded.
Yes, sir.
So, Van, let me cross my arms and put my hand under my chin like I am a psychiatrist and ask you the question for the evening.
Yes, sir.
The question would be, would be you've indubitably have been throughout this world. Excuse me. But, sir,
yes.
Van Meadows, Mr.
Indeed.
Poetic,
indeed, sire.
What
indeed, sire.
Would love
yes.
say about you, sir?
Well,
I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to step behind the mic and allow you to step in front of it so that you may answer your question and get on down.
Appreciate it, brother. This piece is called Love's Conversation. Love would tell you, I've been abused, mistreated, and definitely used. Yet I find a way to get up and look love in the face every day, wondering if this day will be my time to shine, to continue on this incline, so I can bask in the ambiance of the greatest gift that one could ever give to another. It's just a simple gift. But love would tell you I've been hurt, emotionally scarred from not being alert to the obvious signs of unchecked reality. That said, I love you so much and perform the most bloody fatality. I'm not Shang Tsung. I have no more souls left. There's an echo in my chest cavity's depth. Love would tell you I'm just a man, but a man with feelings and demons, and I long to be the desire of one who's true to me. Not just for the time being, but true to me. Love would scream, he's in love with me. Love would shout from the mountaintop that he chose me, all while ripping my heart out and tearing it to shreds. It's no wonder I'm on meds, trying to salvage the parts of me that's been damaged, like old scrap metal rusting, yearning for another heart that's trusting, solemnly swearing that there can never be another, taking love's place unlike any other. Love would tell you some other things, hoping you just listen to anything. Love would tell you how my tears stained a pillow, all in the name of love for far too many nights and days. So, hello. I no longer care how you feel about what love says about me. Just remember, it's because of love my heart has vivid memories painfully. And that's from a mind of poetic. In peace.
Man, listen. Listen to me clearly, ladies and gentlemen. I listen to all of you intently. But when my brother spit this, I had to stop and listen because he said, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I love you so much and perform the most bloody fatality. I'm not Shang Tsung Su. I have no more souls left. There is an echo in my chest. Man, listen, that's what happens when you are sick and tired of having your heart torn out by love, and you're like, I don't even have nothing left. I'm just an empty chest cavity. Oh, my God, that's hot.
Sir, thank you, good brother. I appreciate you.
Really, really cool piece. I dig that a lot. Would you mind if I shared that with everyone else while I write in my Batman book that someone graciously put in my hand that I can't stop tearing up about? But I want to post that because y'all need to get what I got when y'all got this
Absolutely,
piece.
Absolutely, brother.
So I'm hoping that y'all can get this. So from the mind of a poetic,
Thank you, good brother.
y'all don't know. Please read this piece and listen to the music that we got for y'all this week in the event page. And please chime into what you think of the poets, because it's not easy to get up here and share this piece of yourself with anybody. But tonight is the get down, and this is
what we do. Yes, yes. Man. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would be crazy if I didn't get back to my brother and ask him if he's ready to get down, because I know his piece is locked and loaded. So,
I most certainly am. Yes, sir.
Well, listen, let me take a back seat to the Dark Knight. Let me be Robin in this equation and sit back while you go ahead and get on down.
Most definitely. The question is, what would love say about me? Well, the other day a woman said, you've been single for so long, are you capable of loving anyone? You know, my answer is, of course. Why not? I'm that dude. She said, if I spoke to love about you, what would love say about you? I told her, let's pretend I am love. And I'd say, see that brother over there with that potential? The only thing missing from his life is a sister that's essential. But hold up, don't smile. He ain't one to be conquering. His scene is for disturbing, because if you do anything else, you'll be disturbing his regimen. This one is kind of special. So if you're venturing within that soul, you need to know what you're getting into. You see, he's been hurt so many times that his scars now have voices. So many voices that they affect his choices. It seems like he's talking to himself when he only wants to be in love again. He tossed his trust into the Laurentian abyss, but misses the sweet nectar of a kiss. But alas, he even said no to that because the stitches in his heart hasn't healed. So after so many surgeries of how much more could he take, he won't say this loudly. But he's wounded. Wounded by behaviors of his own creation and the pedestals that he couldn't climb, only to find that he is not her Prince Charming after all. So I say this to you because you seem nice, and so to think twice, because he may have one or two love scenes left in him, so tread lightly before you step to him. He's a great brother. And with all things created equal, yet he has yet to understand why he can't find love from the women that he calls his own people. Because romantic rejection is just a personal inflection and infliction that he's just sick of it. And he asks, why does less qualified men with all these great women gotta step out and leave us for scraps? So he's hospitalized Cupid with his own bow and arrow out of sheer disappointment, asking how to be left alone only to be kissed by poetry, because poetry never seems to cheat or lie like lullabies or fancy butterflies. You see, for him, hear that one over there? You see, for him, poetry is the teardrop catcher of romantic dreams that will never come true. So if that's you, tread lightly. Why? Because all within that vessel is of a deep and infinite nature. So please do not step to him unless you have taken advanced swimming lessons. And that's that piece. J. Rob the Wise Son.
Yo, First of all, let me give you your proper due. Do y'all hear this piece?
My man.
I mean, seriously, do y'all hear this piece? J-Rod, this piece is pure fire, bro. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, pure fire. Because I'm gonna put out a line in here that kind of struck me deep. He says, and I quote, "He tossed his trust into the Laurentian abyss, but misses the sweet nectar of a kiss. But alas, he even said no to that, because the stitches in his heart hasn't healed." Ooh, J-Rob, I felt that line, brother. The stitches in his heart haven't healed. And because of that, he said no. Bro, this piece was everything right here, bro. Everything. I mean,
hey, man, I appreciate you. When this topic came up, I was like, wow, I'm about to dive in someplace. And is unbeknownst to even me and you, and this happens a lot, so this says something about our synergy, but you wrote about that chest cavity, and I said the stitches in his heart haven't healed.
Mm-hmm.
Indirectly,
yes.
we wrote the same piece. You
yes.
Did? And that says a lot about our synergy, bro, and we got to that piece, and we told that story, and that's why these topics touch not just Van and myself, but all you other poets as well. And I can't wait to hear y'all. And Van, thank you for allowing me to share this piece with the listening audience.
Man.
Thank you. And
Man.
Your piece, again, brother, salute.
Bro. Nah, man, right back at you, man, right back at you. But, man, ladies and gentlemen, y'all see, me and my brother, as he said earlier, we can do this back and forth, often. And outside of the Get Down, outside of Pivot Radio, we tend to do it often. But we didn't come here just to hear ourselves.
Mm-mm.
We came here to hear you, the Epiphany Radio Universe, which is full of some of the dopest, dynamic, most creative, sensual, heartwarming poets.
Listen.
That's right. That's who you are.
Y'all,
that's
y'all
who you
make
are.
The Get Down. It ain't me and Van. Y'all make the Get Down. So thank y'all for calling in and
yes.
having fun with us. And I am so hyped, Van. I'm so hyped. I'm shaking. I can't wait to hear what these poets got to say.
Ooh. Brother, listen. We ain't got to wait no longer. We don't have to wait no
you
more.
You sure?
We ain't got to wait no more. We ain't got to wait no more. We done had some good vibe music. We done had some beautiful poetry already to open up the show. Now it's time to hear the reason why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with
mm-hmm.
the Epiphany Zone. One half, that's right, one half host, because there are two of you. So I just say half because, you know, you know what I mean. You get what I'm trying to say.
I get what you're saying.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, bro. But first up, we have Miss VIP.
Hello,
hey, darling,
poetic. Hey, how are you? Hey, J-Rob. How are you?
I feel better now.
How
she said. She said my name. She said my name with a little bit of lust in her voice. So I feel better now. I feel better. I'm good now. I'm good now. I was waiting. I kept quiet because I was trying to hear how she was going to say hello, J Rob, and she gave me that. Hello, J Rob.
Yeah.
I'm good now. I'm good now. I don't care what. I don't even care. I don't care how dope or how whack the poetry is. I'm in a good place. She said hi to me like the seductress she is, and I feel good.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's the DSP. Right. DSP all day. DSP. DSP.
DSP.
Well, Ms. VIP, we're so glad you're here. We're so glad that you've graced us with your presence, that we have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
what would love say about you?
Okay.
What would it say?
I'm ready.
Now, we're going to step back and let you go ahead
All
and
right.
get on that.
All right. Thank you. What love would say about me is I'm so sweet that it would have to have me. It couldn't live without me. I'm its heartbeat. How it flourishes when I'm in it. How I take care of it when it's mine. How happy it is when I share it with that special someone. What love will say about me is how happy I am when I glow. How the world is a better place when everyone has it. What love will say about me is I'm ever so careful with it that I would never take a vow without it. And if it would come my way again, I would do anything and everything to keep it. What love would say to me is that it would forgive me for all the mistakes I've made, to return to it when I healed, to ignore those who threw shade, telling me they told me so. Most things you must learn on your own. What love would say to me is always keep your heart open for it, to be more discerning, no time to play games. Stay sweet and caring until the right one comes. Not to be afraid to accept it when it finds me. Because when it does, it'll be the best ever and mine wholeheartedly. Last, what love would say about me is how beautiful and deserving I am to have it. And that's that piece.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
I dug the part where she said, love said, keep your heart open. I'm like, okay. I like that. Because when you listen to me and Van, and we said I got stitches in my heart, and Van said I have a open chest cavity, you said, yeah, you got all that, but you still got to keep your heart open.
Absolutely.
Man.
You know what? This piece was really a good piece, and you actually made me think. There was a line in there where you said something about how other people said I told you so, right?
Oh yeah.
Why is it that when we go through hurt, pain because of a heartache or heartbreak because of a relationship, why has to say I told you so? Why can't you just say it's okay, I'm here for you, what you need? Why do you have to be so spiteful about the pain I'm going through that you gotta say I told you so? Didn't I tell you that nigga went no good? Didn't I tell you that? Come on. How was that
helping?
You know
why? Because it's not helping at all. But it's because they're as miserable as you and want you to commiserate more with them than they want to commiserate with you.
Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. That is exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love this piece, though. Oh, my God, I love this piece. It's so real and so relatable. Oh, man. See, if these kind of topics – that really opens you up as a poet to really dive into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just be as transparent as you want to be in your ink. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate you for diving in and taking a journey with us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, with Ben.
I appreciate
said.
It. Well, thank you.
Now, certainly, we want to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. But before we do that, would you be so kind as to let? Matter of fact, congratulations on your show last night. Amazing topic, amazing performance.
Thank you.
And the two
Look,
of
I
you
can't take the credit for that. That was all a Perla Negra. She thought
That's
about
right.
that topic, and I just loved it. And I loved it.
Yeah, it was.
And we took
man,
it and we ran
it was,
with it.
When I tell you, let me tell you, I'm going to say this right now. That is my favorite Love Zone episode, period.
Oh, that's what's up. Because I'm going to tell you, you guys showed up and showed out. We loved it. I mean, we went all the way up through, what, 2 minutes to 12?
Yeah, man, I was listening. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. All the way. Yes, we went all the way to the end.
I have to admit, I'm glad I wasn't hosting, because there were times I wanted to open up my mic, but yo, that was a dope piece. Man, what? Oh my God. Because when Venom came through there and did his piece, oh man.
Yo.
Man.
Yo.
Woo.
Venom came out with the fangs and was like, I hope to God they ready.
Oh my God. Yes. And Jen, and man, listen. I heard a side of Rebel P that I ain't never heard before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Y'all, this kind of energy, this kind of atmosphere, this is why I love Epiphany Radio. This is why I love poetry, and this is why I love you guys, because when y'all get challenged and y'all just bring it,
Yeah.
All right. So, what you got going on? I know I just went off, but what you got going on?
Yeah, you kind of did.
It's okay. It's okay. Wednesday night, we will be back in the Love Zone, and next Friday will be Express Your Vibe, where it's all open mic, but we don't want you in character. We just want you and how you're feeling that day. But that night, so it's all good.
Mm.
And it is.
Okay.
Well. All right, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in.
Woo.
All right, now Ms. VIP, you ready to go over there and get your boogie on? Because the DJ decided that he was pulling out some oldies. Because right now he's got.
He really is.
I love the nightlife. I said, boy, what you doing pulling that out the archives? He said, oh, don't trip. I got some Dionne Warwick coming up next. I said, oh, shucks now. Don't tell me you're about to play some Donna Summer Duke. He said he got it all.
Uh-oh.
Wait till y'all peep the soundtrack this night, tonight. Ooh.
Well, after Busted, my Lord, after Busted, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I didn't know what to think.
Well, you know, we had to start a thing off right. You know, I'm just waiting to see some Busted videos now from the universe. So if y'all got them Busted videos and y'all doing them, man, just make sure y'all tag us so we can see them too. All right, Ms. VIP.
Right.
Get on over there.
Thank
have a good
you.
Time. Take the socks off. Baby.
All right.
Man. J-Rob, are you ready, man? This energy is amazing.
I am rubbing my hands together like the evil scientist. Who is next?
Yo, next up, we got the other half of the Love Zone. She is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Well, heck, we got you on the mic, so how you doing?
Right.
Crack it up, y'all are crazy. Oh, man, I want to thank y'all so much for coming out last night. I'm still beaming from the show last night. Everybody came out, y'all. I mean, just the Giants came out. Y'all just brought it. Oh, man, that was, like, the best show.
I got to be honest with you.
I can't tell a lie. Van and Mojave teamed up to write my piece yesterday.
Does it matter?
I said it. Van and Mojave teamed up and wrote that piece for me because I was at work all day and I didn't have no poetry. And they said, just take this. And that's how that happened.
That's greatness working. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. It was dope. Yeah. I was like, wow, I should even say this on the air. I just want to keep this.
It's all right. So, and yeah, that Busted song, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I can see Don Yo talking
about
that.
Yeah.
I love
you
it.
Nasty,
man.
You know what I love it. You nasty.
Who, me? What I
did? You nasty. I'm not even gonna address you. That's you nasty. I heard the connotation and you're nasty. I heard the connotation and you nasty. But I'm just saying.
I do nothing.
Guess what?
Nasty
recognizes nasty.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can't curse. Since I can't curse, I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah.
What would love say about you?
Oh, what would love say about me?
And before you answer, is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Well, I need you to let me and Van step behind the mic, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right. Love would say, oh, that's my baby. She got me on lock. We're inseparable, you know. She's been torn and shattered and broken. And I've seen her through it all. Because in spite of everything, I still remain the only thing that matters. Proud of her scars, too. Because they're not just a reminder of what she's gone through, but the story behind she made it through. She knows spirits so well. And even though most don't understand how connected she really is, that's why her heart isn't easily captured. Her patience is unwavering. So it goes the distance. And if you so happen to luck up and she allows you in, you're a winner. So hold on to her. She's so kind and understanding, always wanting to protect and uplift. Her forgiving nature is limitless and boundless. So she puts a white light around you. Her heart is prone to fragility, but I keep it durable. She recognizes her cross to bear and would never allow it to burden you, because she knows we've all been hurt. She knows we all have a lesson to learn and that we wouldn't be here if we didn't. So I'm bigger than any problem in any relationship. She comes from love. She is love and never, ever abuses her power. She is light and she loves you. And that's that piece.
She is light, and she loves you. See, you know, it gets me about her, right? Because every time she signed off for the evening after we have our after-hour chat, she's like,
love and light, y'all.
Right.
So what's
mean
she doing? She drips such a nice piece of what have you, and behind this, you know me, Van. I love me some jazz, so. Behind this, I'm listening to some John Coltrane, and she's spitting this piece, and I'm like, okay. And then she has to turn the music off and walk away from the mic saying,
love and light.
That's right. I mean that. I put a light around everybody. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I love y'all, man.
We love you, too. We love you, too.
No.
Uh-huh. What Van said.
Uh-huh. Man, I knew somebody was going to make me do it. I knew somebody was going to make me cry. Yeah, I knew it, man.
Hold on, man.
Let me pull myself together. We talked about what we love said. We
Look at her
vein.
She be in love talking about she loves us and everything. Man,
that was vain.
Stop that.
That was vain.
Oh, my God.
That was vain.
So crazy.
But I'm going to tell you, what I enjoyed about that piece. You said love would say, "That's my baby."
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the most beautifulest lines that I've heard in a piece of poetry when saying what love would say about you.
That's
my
thank
baby.
You. Yeah, thank
you. Know,
cause you.
I was going to say that.
But he beat me to it. I got a nice heart. I was going to say that.
Yeah, but seriously though, man, it makes it so personal, and hearing that it lets me into more of because Danielle is like, she feels the same way like Miss VIP said in her piece. Always keep your heart open though. And that's how Danielle is. That's how she feels. That's why she said, "Love, say that's my baby," because she's always ready to receive and accept love and return it too. You could tell by the way that she interacts with everyone. So, I love that piece. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, don't make me cry tonight.
That was me.
Y'all know how sensitive I am. I'm not doing it. Not this night.
That was me.
Why, son, you have something for that piece?
Yeah. I got something for that piece. Roses are red and violets are blue. And someday I just hope that I could rhyme and write poetry like you. Why so? Love is life.
That's
yeah.
Love and light.
Yeah, love and light, baby. Love and light.
Oh, man, I love it. La Pearl, La Negra. Before we usher you over to the Get Down dance floor, hardest working woman in Epiphany Radio, can you let everybody know what you got going on?
Okay, wow. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I do Poetic Therapy. And then I host that with Stan the Man Phillips. That's Saturday nights at 9. Monday night, I am 1/4 host of this Neo Soul Cafe. And that is with Tiffany CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox. Essentially, Johnny. And Poetic. And that is Monday nights at 9. Y'all come through because we got a second half of the show where we can pick up your pen and that creative writing side. You'll love it. Wednesday night, I co-host with my sexy diva, Miss VIP, and that is in the Love Zone. And I just came up with another topic, but I ain't going to run it by y'all right now because I haven't even run it by my diva yet. But I know y'all going to like it.
We'll wait.
And that is Wednesday night at 9. And there you have it.
All right now. Breathe easy, baby.
That is not breathing easy. That's pain.
That's pain, man. But we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor. Continue to take your socks off, baby.
Thank you. Love and light, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen,
She said it.
Oh,
my God. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. La Pearl and Nectar on her way over to the dance floor. We're going to bring in 419. I think I know who this is. I think this is my brother, but let's just make sure. What's good with you, fam?
What's happening?
I knew it, ladies and gentlemen. DSR's own Rebel Pete Jones is in the building, bruh. What got into you last night?
I'm loving your show tonight. I'm loving energy tonight, man. Your
Thank
show
you,
is,
bro.
Yes, I'm loving this.
Thank you,
Rebel
bro.
Pete.
bro, I had to hit you in your DM, bro. What you did last week, I was like, this cat jumped on a he jumped on a Ducati with no brakes and just went for it and set it on fire and was like, catch me if you can. I was like, whoa.
Yes.
Pete, count me in as a fan,
crazy.
Daddy.
It's crazy because the piece I brought tonight, I actually wrote most of it in the queue.
See, man, listen, in the words of DMX, man, that's your man. That's your man.
that's my man, son. That's my man, son.
Hey,
you know
hey,
how I go down.
So,
it's definitely my man, son.
You know, I want to say, though, to both of you gentlemen, man, phenomenal pieces. Like, when
thank
I grow
you,
up, I want to be like Jay the Wise Son and Van Meadows, man.
I can't take that, bro, because I got a poster. Van knows this to be true. I got a poster of you in my house, Rebel P, and my mom's just like, you don't know him. And I'm like, Ma, I swear to God, I know this cat. And she's like,
that's right. Yes, he does.
Take that
yes,
down because you don't know Rebel P. Jones. She said, you did it with Michael Jordan and stopped doing it with Rebel P. I was like, no, Ma, I really do know this guy. You got me. I didn't know Jordan, but I know Rebel P. Jones. I really do. And I showed her what I sent you in your DM. And I was like, see, he was on the show. He was on the show. And she was like, mm-hmm. But, I'm trying to be Rebel P. when I grow up.
Your pieces were phenomenal. Wow.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man. Listen,
salute,
man.
King.
Listen, man. I don't know what got into you last night, bro.
Listen.
First of all, shout out to Mrs. Rebel P. Jones, because my man said I wrote this. I wrote this for my wife, and I ain't never shared it before, but I feel led to share it tonight. And bro, when you went in on that piece, I was like, "Oh my God, I ain't never heard Rebel like this."
I do write poetry for my wife, but I don't normally share it because it's usually very personal, very sensual. I take our romantic life to not just a sexual or intimate place, but it really is like spiritually celestial. You know what I mean?
I recognize that as above,
there's a celestial system, there's a star system within as well. So that's where it's got to go every time, man.
Your piece was dancing on stars in the celestial. I was like, man. Bro, even my sister Kim was like, that boy bad. That boy bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hey, man,
I did not write anything for what love would say about me, but I would say love would say about me that I'm outside the box, somewhat self-absorbed because of poetry.
Because I am
poetry, and poetry is me, so I am absorbed in it. So
yes, sir.
So that's what love would say about me, and that I'm big headed. I'm not big headed, but thick headed. I'm hard headed.
Got you.
You're an average guy. You're one of us.
You can't tell me nothing.
Definitely one of us. Yes, sir.
You're one of us, bro. So welcome to the family.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it.
So I didn't write anything for the topic, but that is what love would say about me. But I do have some new ink that has not been spit yet, and I just posted it about 20 minutes ago all over Facebook.
Bro.
Go on.
We are honored. Man, we are honored that you're going to spit it right here tonight, man. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a step back because we know that you locked and loaded. And, brother, we're going to allow you to go ahead and just get on down.
I'm going to get down. This is called These Rebel Bars, an Invitation. I cordially invite you to come join me in partaking and inhaling the earth more purple and orange until you slightly choke. And that will allow your mind to expand to realms outside of the norm. Follow my voice as I guide you through the untapped parts of your mind. The depths of this journey will be further than you could ever imagine. I wish to distort your perception for a second. Now, gradually open the gates of your hearts and minds and then walk towards the escapes that you see. This experience is fate, don't you see? But not with your eyes upon your face, but the one in your mind connected to the electrical star system inside. Now let's go deep and get lost in the forest of thought where I forage the wisdom that bleeds from my pen, leaving you, the reader and listener, caught in my web of wisdom and knowledge. If you allow it, I will leave you with more than what you came with. When you come and talk with the likes of me, it's more than chit-chat or someone you hang with. We will always go deep. You see, I will never be that guy who reaches mainstream influence, but still I am and will always remain a legend in this game where words have power and walk with breath and pulse with every pen stroke that I make. Every breath that I breathe, so do they. Every step that I take, every letter I write, will walk the same way. Kicking in doors where the mic will then smoke, smolder, and slay the moment that we came to leave microphones melted, raped, and hell next. With verbal and written attacks on ignorant heads. We've been doing this since masses have slept. The masses have been taxing your sleep, and life has been illusion, a peachy to all of you who still dream so very deep. And I don't mean to preach, but the spirit has invaded my thoughts and took over this pen in particular streak of ink. And that's that piece.
Has taken over this ink.
Yo.
You gonna make me dive into that old Fred Flintstone slang when my man was like, "Scootily, wow." Contact.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Listen.
My face started grinning. That piece is so dope.
Yeah. Yo. Man, hearing the bars in this piece. Jay, you know, I spit a piece to J-Rob that I'm working on. And, bro, I think that as somewhere in our lineup of shows, man, we have to have the bars show again. We come through with your bars pieces. Because, bro, this piece got some heavy bars.
I will show up and show out.
Yeah, we're gonna have to because I know every one of us. I've heard every one of us write bars. And Rebel P said, "If you allow it, I will leave you with more than you came with. When you come and talk with the likes of me, I'm more than a chit chat or someone you hang with. We will always go deep, bruh. Phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal.
Thank
ink,
you.
Man.
Thank Why you for son. Allowing me to spit it.
Again, I say to my man Rebel P, through Van Meadows, put your hands up for a high five and just go, "Scootily, wow.
And five.
I just wanted to hear you say it again.
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, man. My brother.
You know, you guys are becoming one of my favorite places to be on Thursday nights, man.
Bruh, man.
You have
humbled,
no
man.
Idea
we're
what that means
humbled,
to
man.
Us.
Yes, sir.
Extremely
yes, sir.
Humbled, man. You know, and to you.
I dodged my wife tonight watching Skinwalker Ranch Season 2 with her. I was like, nah, my favorite part of the week is Thursday night time. You know what I'm saying? Why it's not poetic, man. It's on every Thursday. No.
But see, that means
a lot,
bro. You see this? First time a young woman make us cry. Now he won't make us cry, man. How a grown man gonna make another grown man cry, man? Come on, man.
I'm just saying. See, man. See, because when you start crying, and then I start crying, and then we gotta get it together because the next poet is coming up, and then Rebel P come with this, and he come with this. Who's gonna poetry after this?
Listen, man, I'm getting tired of sweating from my eyes tonight, man. I'm tired, you know? It's hot. My eyes
However, this cat is so cool, he makes ice jealous.
Oh, that's Poet Meadows right there. That's my smooth, cool cat, man.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You're getting the accolade
right
now, brother.
This cat makes Silk say, I wish I was that smooth.
Speak on it. Speak on it, bro.
Well, even marijuana plants are saying, I can't get you that high. But enough about what I think, because I'm a fan of this brother. So enough about what I think, because I could talk about this cat for the next hour, and we're going to miss some posts. So, again, salute
right.
to you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Salute to you.
And
just for good measure, I got to put that Flintstone joint into the event page dedicated to you.
Do it, bro. Do it. What they say in Karate Kid? Ah, do it, Johnny. Do it. Yeah, do it. Do it, Johnny. All right, bro. Man, we're gonna send you enough to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, Rebel P.
No doubt. Thank you for the opportunity and thank you for waking up today.
Yes, sir.
My
thank
brother,
you for waking
you
up
now.
Today too, my brother. Man.
Peace.
Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son, a.k.a. the Dark Knight, a.k.a. Mr. DSP himself, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dialing number, if you're listening online, 319-527-6300, and please press 1. Now, we'll let you know that when the 11 o'clock hour hits, if you're still online and you get cut off, it will be too late for you to dial in because you can't get in after 11 o'clock, but you can get in before 11 so that you can not miss the rest of this show. Now, man, let's get this promo out of the way.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio,
the For Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one
hit station
in town.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, J-Rob. Are we ready to bring in the next poet to grace the mic tonight?
After my man Hot Lips Hannigan, of course.
Well, it's funny you say Hot Lips because we're going to bring in Miss Lips.
Oh, the
hey,
lips.
Miss Lips.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, those lips.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Yeah.
J-Rod, my son. I'm good. How are you guys?
See, my name sounds so cool when she said, she's like, J-Rod, the wise son. Say it all sophisticated, southern like, J-Rod, the wise son. Don't
you
mind
like
me.
The southern thing?
I love the southern thing, especially when you say my name like that, baby. Baby!
My mama was from Alabama. I cannot help myself.
You know, when they say I can't help myself, remind me of that old school song, bruh. I don't want to be a freak, but I can't help myself.
Oh, yeah.
But I know you didn't call the show for that. I'm sorry. You didn't call the show for that. My bad.
It's
I do
okay.
have a question
it's
for
okay.
you. It's my turn, and I have a question for you. My bad. So sorry.
Okay.
Pardon me, man. But Miss Lips, the question for this evening is, well, two questions. One, is your piece locked and loaded?
Absolutely.
Cool, because tonight's question, beloved, is what would love say about you? I'm going to say it like a preacher guy. What would love say about you?
Come on now,
please. Ready, beloved?
Now,
this
piece was very, very personal. This whole question was very, very personal to me because this is a journey I'm following now. And I've had to reevaluate my life after losing both of my parents. And this piece is my truth tonight.
Well, then me and Van are going to take two steps to the back and walk to the side and allow you to vibe with that microphone the way you do when you put those lips to the microphone. I mean, when your poetry is written, the mic is shut. And going ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Love, Convicted and Freed. I had a deep conversation last night. I wanted to know why my heart kept getting shattered, so I summoned love. I wanted to know why, when I always did my best to honor and respect her, why did she always leave me broken? I saw compassion in her eyes as she listened to me spill all my emotions on her floor, saw her reach for her handkerchief to dry away the pain I blamed on her. I visibly saw the dimming of her heart light as I told her of the shattered pieces I'd become because of my perceived betrayal she had constantly left me with. And just as it seemed I had broken her in the way that I thought she had broken me, she opened her arms and bathed me in such pure light that my voice hitched in my throat. I was rendered dumb by her beauty. She shed such warmth that I wanted to strip and submerge myself. Then, just as I thought it could not get any more gorgeous and welcoming, she spoke. With a voice as eloquent as heaven's own song, she said, "My precious, I've never once betrayed you. I have opened myself up to you, but you chose to see others first. You sought what I offered in every choice you made, not ever seeing that you were worthy on your own to receive everything I had to offer. But you were raised up as a broken vessel, never shown that you had value just because you existed. You were made to believe that there needed to be someone, some other being, who in themselves were not whole, and they were supposed to turn your brokenness into a beautiful work when you always held that power. You were created and designed by a craftsman so talented that you couldn't see your own beauty because he made you as an example. You gave this same light and warmth, but the brokenness you were given by those who were entrusted to you dimmed your vision. They taught you that you were designed to constantly give yourself away so that others could live well here, and your rewards came in the afterlife. Beloved, please hear me. You were told wrong. Everything you see in me lives inside of you. I came here today to reflect to you who you really are. I am not a celestial being, merely a mirror for your soul. I reside within you and shine through you. Everything you desire is here. You just need to look within. I was overwhelmed with emotion as I opened my understanding to the lessons she spoke. It was all me all along. I always had the key. I had smothered her all my life because I was told I was wrong to love myself first. And just as the realization set in, she rose toward the heavens, spread out her golden wings, and soared across the sky. I watched from my lowly position as she circled the moon. Then she dived back through the atmosphere and hit me with such force that I fell backward. And it was then that I awakened. It had all been a dream. Or was it? Because there was a sense of peace I'd never known, and I swear there was a warmth to my skin just over my heart in the spot where she'd hit me. I wept out loud in the darkness of my room. I had found the one designed to love me fully. and I will never dim her ever again. And that's that peace.
Wow. This is absolute power. Here's where I personally took this piece. If you could just indulge me for a second, Van. I'm hearing this piece while you're saying this, and I'm, me being a New Yorker, this is what I do. I'm seeing you talk about these people, and you're walking around different parts of Manhattan. You're walking through Harlem. You're crossing over the Brooklyn Bridge. You're walking past parts of the Bronx, and you're just reminiscing of what these people meant to you and how important they were. And you're ending it at the dock of the bay, which is the Hudson River, and just looking over at the Statue of Liberty and the boats that are going by, reflecting on what they meant to you. And I just took all that in, and this piece just had so much feeling and flavor to me. So thank you for sharing a part of you with us.
Thank you.
And this piece.
Thank you.
Van Meadows, what say you, brother?
If I may add to your closing, Jay, and as she's looking at the Statue of Liberty, the reflection in the water is the people that she's spitting this piece about. Miss Lips, this piece was very personal, and I can feel it because you did it in a whole different cadence than what you normally do. And when you talk about the ending of the piece, where you talk about you will never allow that space to be misused again for, you know, I'm paraphrasing, for lack of better words. J-Rap, she's another one that decided she want to come through and make us sweat from our eyes with this kind of piece.
Yeah, but I'm holding steady, Van. I'm holding steady.
You're holding steady.
Y'all ain't getting me to cry again.
Be strong for both of us. Be strong for both of us.
I'm be strong for both of us, brother. I got both of us.
But this right here, this is a masterpiece. And
thank you.
You know, last night, La Perla Negra said about your piece that because you read the other part of the piece, and I remember the first part, and I enjoyed this part too that you read last night. But I can also see this piece right here being a launching pad for a different kind of book where you write to loved ones that you've lost. And I have
written some pieces since losing both parents. I've written to both of them, but I'm not ready to share those pieces yet.
I got you.
When you
I got
are.
You. Mm-hmm. 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 Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I've actually written to
when,
a lot of...
When she's
of,
ready, brother.
I've written to a lot of my relatives that have gone on because they were great influences in my life. And you know, there were things left unsaid that I had to write.
Wow. Well, darling, we thank you for sharing your transparency with us through that piece. And,
thank you for giving me a space to be able to do so. Very much like Rebel P, Thursday nights is... And I'm a Grey's Anatomy fan and have been watching for all 17 seasons, but I miss Grey's every Thursday to be here with you guys.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
See, now you're going to see. Why
man,
you got to go
see?
Touching people's feelings now? Why you got to go be touching people's feelings and pulling on their heartstrings and stuff and making them, you know, teardrops, you know, happening from their facial features and
wow.
But in all honesty,
well, darling,
thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your commitment and your dedication to miss your favorite show to be here. That's saying something. And we don't take it for granted. Trust me, we do not take it for granted.
Light skin privileges goes a long way. I mean, I'm thanking you so much. So much.
Okay, J-Rob.
I love you. I love you.
You.
I
love you too.
Love you. That's right.
All right, Miss Lips, get on over there to that Get Down dance floor and go ahead and make some.
I'm going to the bar. I need a drink now.
All right, handle it, ladies and gentlemen.
One love,
that
one mic.
Love, one mic. Miss Lisa Lips on her way. Wow, transparency in these pieces tonight, Jay. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's something different right there, bro.
Oh yeah,
Before I get
into
teardrops, bro. Who do we have coming up next?
Thank you, man. We got somebody special, and there's a reason why she's so special. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Rain gracing the mic right now. Hey, Rain.
Oh,
how you doing?
We ever?
Hey,
Rain.
Good evening, Poetic. Good evening, J-Rob.
How you doing?
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm feeling well. How are you?
Whenever you talk like that, I'm all right, girl.
Now, before we get into what you came here to do, we have to talk about something. We got to talk about something. Is it okay for us to talk about something? Is that okay?
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week's Get Down is going to be.
Let him know, man.
The Get Down remix. And this lovely young lady, Rain, is going to be our guest co-host for the evening. Now, there's a reason why. She talked last week about a piece that she was doing, and she wasn't finished, and she said, well, she was finished, but she said she was going to redo it, in essence, remix it. And that's exactly what next week's show is about. You are being charged with taking one of your pieces that you have already written and remix it. However way you see
fit. Yeah, what he said.
However
way you see fit. And the title of the piece was Epiphany.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yes.
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 If it's sexy, can we call it Dark Epiphany?
I'm just
ooh.
Saying.
I'm asking for a friend. I'm asking for a friend.
I can't.
So we first of all, let us say thank you for accepting our offer to host with us.
I am
and
absolutely honored.
We cannot wait to hear that remix. And ladies and gentlemen, now, I don't know about y'all, but some of y'all have written some dynamic pieces. And to find one to... Oh, my God. This is going to be fun. All right. So, lovely Rain.
Yes.
What would love say about you? Is your piece locked and loaded?
It is, but I did not write a piece about this specifically. I actually have an answer. And then I found a piece from the archives that addresses something a little bit deeper before we get into a specific kind of love. So love would say that I'm something like a white chocolate lint truffle, a little hard on the outside and really gooey on the inside. You know, kind of like it takes a little bit to get...
Say the second part again. A little what? A little what, baby? A little what, baby?
But she would also say.
Just for me. You said you got a hard shell and you a little
gooey,
what?
A little gooey on the inside.
I'm not even paying attention to the rest of the show. I'm good. She can talk to you, Van.
But wait. She still has something else to say. She would say, because I think Van and I were having a conversation Monday?
Monday, yeah.
And we were talking about doing the work. And so she would also say, while I am still doing the work, that I am almost.
Ooh.
Okay, just because I know y'all love some.
Oh, for real? This is where we going? This is where we going?
My God. my God.
This is what we got. Hold up. Wait. Van, you haven't heard me say this in a long time. But I think for this, I'm going to need something. Hold on, Van. Hold on.
Where's my new point? The new point. The green box. Yeah, the new point. Bring those over here. Lisa. Yeah.
Ooh,
Lisa's on the mic.
Ooh.
I'm good now. Finish what you're doing, because I'm going to get some new ports.
All right. So, Rain, yeah, go ahead, baby, and get on down, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So this addresses a certain kind of love that has to take place before we move on. So this woman was raw, organic, and majestic. Yet she was incapable of seeing it or feeling it. She sought refuge in shadows of feeling unworthy. She believed that this illusion of love was designed to play Russian roulette with her heart. She lost count of the heartbreak, so maybe she just stopped counting, resolving to just leave it broken. It seemed there was no pulse, just an indefinite pause, yet no Selah to revel in. See, once upon a time, there was music in her eyes, though most only discovered the hook, played it on repeat, only embraced the surface of her, never taking the time to explore the rich, mysterious depths and hypnotic thrum of her groove, and never listening to the unapologetic crackle in her lyrics. There was an undenied cadence in her eyes. She was alive, but she forgot how to live. Her freckles camouflaged her journey well. She hid her secrets there, patiently waiting for someone's intrigue to study them, to study her, gently, courageously brushing away the blankets of unworthy, unwanted, unnoticed, unloved, and witnessed the magic in her. So then she did. That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sarah.
That's about your self-love.
And my Martin voice, I'm going to say it real smooth, like I did with Rebel Pete Jones with that scootily wow. I'm just going to say, damn, Gina. I like that.
That was from the art. That was deep archives. I could probably use a remix, too, but that was my truth.
Man, listen.
I dig this piece, Van Metals. What you think, brother?
You know I pay attention to words. I pay attention to poets. I pay attention to the pieces they write. And I particularly paid attention to your Selah. No more, not even a Selah in this piece, which lets me know how really deep this piece is. Self-love, and yes, self-love is imminent, but there is no love like God's love that he has for us. Baby. I love this piece. Ooh, thank you
so much.
Now, since you're ready for love, you know, we're not gonna let that part go. We're not gonna let that part go. But let everybody know where you're going to be, because I think you got something popping off. Let everybody know what you got popping off.
So on this love train, tomorrow night, Friday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, so it's a late night show, Raw with Ring will be having Talk That Talk, and we're going to be talking about love languages. Not necessarily the five that everyone talks about. We're going to talk about those too, but, you know, I think we all have our own individual love languages, things that speak to us. So we're just going to be talking about that, and I will be accompanied by Ms. La Perla Negra and Mr. Metaphoria. So it will be
some
and some laughter.
So this is going to be a dark Oreo thing. Okay.
I see what we're doing. I'm going to be there anyway because I need to mess with David Mott. It's what I do for a living.
I cannot handle it.
Yeah.
And then I also have most people don't know because right now it's not launched, but I have a business. And so I do like T-shirts and a lot of custom stuff. But because I recently moved, I shut everything down and I have not relaunched yet. But have a product that I'm going to be launching tomorrow that's along the same theme. So for those of you all that know Keith and know Ashley Chambers, Ms. Spill the Tea, keep a lookout on their pages tomorrow. They're going to be helping me promote it so that I don't have to actually make it appear as though Pulse Designs is open again. So they're going to help me push it until I get back up. Hopefully I'll have Pulse Designs back up next month.
But awesome. That's what we're talking about.
I also have one other thing happening on Sunday, early Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to have a show, Ride the Vibe, Classics and Covers.
Yes,
so I'm going to be playing some classics and the covers, and we're going to discuss which ones are better.
I got one question.
Yes.
I have to ask if this song made the cut. Did Kate Bush and Maxwell make the cut?
She can't tell you that yet. She can't tell you. You got to tune into the show.
No, actually, they didn't. So I can evaluate that. I can evaluate. I got a whole list of them, though. You know, there's only so many so many minutes in an hour.
I know.
Or 2 hours.
I know.
On that wave, I'm going to ask you to tune into the event page because there's something that I just posted that speaks exactly to you with respect to what you're doing on Sunday.
Okay.
All right now.
I can tell you, like, Zoom is on there, giving him something he can feel is on there, Feel the Fire is on there. That's it. That's all I'm sharing. Zoom, Feel the Fire.
All right. Well, Feel the Fire. Okay. Oh, man, listen. Y'all make sure y'all
the one that,
make sure you post it up on the
event
page.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
Make sure y'all tune in next Thursday for the Get Down with guest co-host Rain and the Get Down remix. Remix
them
pieces, y'all.
Y'all better be ready.
Because I got one that I'm thinking about remixing. I ain't gonna share it just yet, but Rain, thank you so much, honey. Get over there on that dance floor and have yourself
thank
a good
you.
Time.
Thank you, indeed.
Ladies,
thank you, gentlemen.
Peace. One love, one mic. She hit us with the indie, bro. All right, let's bring it down. We're about to bring it down now. We're about to bring it down because we got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer coming through. What's up, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, my brother?
Hey, what's up, Poetic? Hey, Robin Wildson, how you feeling, sir?
Salute, King. Good. How are you today?
Fantastic, man. Beautiful day.
Amen.
Indeed.
So, Rebel P, now, my brother, I got a question for you, man.
Rebel P? That's not Rebel P, man. That's
Joe
Verbal.
I'm sorry. I'm looking. Man. Listen to me. Listen. Linda, listen. I am on the event page, and I read what I wrote on the event page. I know I'm talking to the Verbal Mind Dancer. My apologies to you, King. My apologies to you.
No, so, apology accepted, brother. Yes, sir.
Just like, let me say like Martin did in Bad Boys. Oh, Joe! Well, let me go back. So, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make the assumption that your piece is locked and loaded.
Oh, absolutely.
That being the case, me and Van are going to step back and ask the question as you step up to the microphone, and please tell us, what would love say about you?
Okay, well, my piece kind of explains it all, so I'll get into it, if you don't mind.
Go on and get on down, brother.
All right. Love said this about me. Love would call me her definition. My eclectic taste in women would show love that she has no fear of a shallow heart. Love would say I was a caring and gentle soul. Love knows my darker taste. Love knows my fetish is just an avenue less traveled by most hearts. Love would call me to show how love should be addressed and to address those who have known love only as pain. I, the lonely man who shelters from love's embrace, love knows my taste. Love gives me no choices. Those are choices I have to make. Love taught me to forget about the physical and that a simple hello could save a soul. Love will say that I am her and she is me, and we should lay stones for those who've lost their way. A guiding light in a sense, but there is no innocence in love. There is intent and purpose. Loving blind is worthless. She would say I was worth it, even if it only goes but so far. Love would call me her star pupil. She told me the reason why she sends me her students. I'm no substitute for love. Love will call me her equal partner. She teaches love in the light. My assignment is to teach the darkness. We've collaborated with the understated. We show them love is more than 15 minutes and not overrated. Love told me there are no boundaries, but respect those boundaries forged in the heat of pain. Those who swear off love and never again, love will say to me, go get a man. Love loves the way I take snapshots of her true nature. She told me once to charge my phone because the loveless had a message. Those I have loved seldom lose my inspiration. They move to greater love, most often with my blessing. Is that not what love is? To know when to go and to continue to let love live? And that's my peace.
Continue to let love live. Continue to let love live. Continue to let love live. That's where I'm going.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
You know, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, your opening line, I wrote that down. Love would say, I'm her definition. Bruh. You could have stopped right there. I'm just going to be honest. That is a powerful statement. For love to say that you are the definition of love, bruh. Dynamic Inc., Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. You know your pen is highly respected by me, man, and I dug this piece on a whole different level. J-Rod.
I appreciate that, brother. Appreciate it.
Vance is going to steal all the real dope lines in the compliment. I was just going to tell you, bro, you just pulled from a different source when you put this piece together. And I really dug how you did this. But like Vance said, that opening line, love would say, I'm her definition. After that, all you got is people's attention saying, well, damn, what else are you going to say? As somebody will say, I define love, and he's like, no. I am the definition of that which you seek.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Phenomenal.
Yes, sir.
I'm good with it. So I'm like, okay, I see where he's going with it. So salute to you, King, and excuse my snafu a couple of seconds ago before your piece. But, bruh. The other thing that you said was continue to let love live.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't mind. I have got to borrow that line.
I don't mind at all, brother. Welcome to it, man.
I got to continue to let love live. That's a dope piece all around, bro. A dope piece all around. If I forgot to ask everyone else, but I'll start with you, Joe. If y'all don't mind putting your pieces in the event page, you don't have to, but if you would like to share your pieces with other poets, please drop it in the event page so that more people can get what me and Van are getting, because we're kind of greedy. And I know y'all are listening, but me and Van are kind of greedy. That's why we keep going on. And I'm loving what we're getting. And, Joe, salute to you,
sir.
Man. I love
that, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm about to post it now, gentlemen. So appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Now, as he posts that, man, mosey on over there to the dance floor, man, slide on through, man. They said, listen, you talking about you the definition of love, man. They done formed a whole different kind of Soul Train line. And they said, Joe the Verbal got to come through showing what he can do, man.
Just leave a little bit of that dance floor gravy for me and Van, because after the show, we sneaking in.
We sneaking in.
Hey, no
yes,
problem,
sir.
Bro. No problem, bro. You know, I'm amongst some great artists, man, so I appreciate that.
Likewise,
my brother.
Bro. Likewise. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to come through that Soul Train line on the Get Down dance floor, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Ooh, bruh.
That's a bad boy.
I'm her definition. Love would say I'm her
that's
definition.
That's a bad. That's a bad
if
boy.
I can continue to let love live, bruh. All right, we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, yo, we got our good brother, not just Sir Lawrence, but Sir. What's good with you, sir?
Gentlemen.
What's happening,
what's
sir?
What's happening, my bro?
Well, you know, like I tell them, you know, besides me, let me think.
I know that's right, bro. Appreciate you, brother, man. Yes, sir. Yes,
hey, man.
Sir.
Much love, man. I'm in total agreement, man. I look forward to coming to this show.
Hey,
oh,
thank you, bro.
You,
we
you
really
so
appreciate
much,
you taking time out of your day
yes.
to stop by with us, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir. And you know what's interesting is I was just thinking this morning about revamping this piece, and look at there.
Yes, sir.
See?
My brother. Yeah.
See. So now I gotta go ahead and do it now.
You got to, bro. You got to.
Yeah.
Now my brother. What would love say about you? Is your piece locked and loaded?
Indeed.
Well, allow us to get out the way, brother. You go ahead and get on down.
Love would say, glad you are now beginning to realize that I am not just a word, a term that is so loosely used. You say I'm something special to share with immeasurable meaning, then misconstrued as you pass me off casually, attaching me to a moment on your plate, a drink, a shoe, or the feeling disgust after a blind date. How can one share something they don't fully understand, still calling sex love making while claiming you fell in love? Come seek the depths that have not been dealt with yet. Love, I am not just an expression, but bound to the distance two people are willing to travel. Sir Lawrence.
That's pretty damn
yes,
beautiful.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir, my brother.
That's pretty damn beautiful. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was in the queue. I wrote this in the queue, man. I was like waiting in my turn. I said, let me go ahead and see if I can put one together.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. I need to hear a line again. I really need to hear the line again where you talk about the depth. Can you go through that line for me?
Oh, yeah. Come seek the depths that have not been dealt with yet.
Bruh.
Hmm.
Bruh. That is so deep right there, pun intended. Come seek the depth that has not been dealt with yet. Bruh. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yo, can you, it is so hard to imagine that, man, to just ponder on that for just a second. Are you willing to go to the depths that haven't, bruh, it ain't even been found yet, bruh.
It ain't even been found yet, because that's supposed to be what it is. It's supposed to be, wait a minute, what was it? Immeasurable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, y'all give
that's a heavy. That's a heavy line.
I had to hear that again. That line. I had to hear that again.
I'm not mad at
dope,
you.
Dope, dope piece.
I had to put that in the
dope.
Event page.
Right on.
No, yes, man. Sir. Dope piece, man.
Dig that.
Oh, my
dig
brother.
That. Dig that.
My brother. We're going to.
I'll put that in the event page for a reason. That's a steady piece right there.
Not the VIP lounge, but the VIP's on my mind. The dance floor.
VIP? Wait, hold tight, brother. Hold tight, brother. Did you say VIP, brother? You said VIP.
Did you just
mess up something? I'm just saying. Okay, no, I forgive you.
No. I didn't mess up anything.
No, it's cool.
I said VIP's on my line.
You said it's okay.
I said,
I forgive you.
Hold on.
I forgive you.
No.
I love you too.
I said the VIP lounge. I was going to say the VIP lounge. That's on Let's Talk About It. But I caught myself and I realized why I'm saying VIP, because the VIP is on my mind. She out there dancing, bro. If you see what I see,
bro,
it'd be kind of hard not to have on your mind.
I turn my back so I don't see that, because I see what you see. I turn my back. And I'm not trying to get distracted. I want to focus on the show. I'm focusing on the show. Because
right.
I see what you see with VIP when she be – that ain't no two-step.
Right.
But you know what, though? See, y'all going to make me go into that transcendental body slamming.
Woo! I'm with him. I'm with him now. You're not my favorite no more, Van. I'm rocking with Sir.
All right, my brother. get on that dance floor, man, and have yourself a good time.
One love.
Sir Lawrence, we're going to go from a Sir Lawrence to area code 346. Welcome to the Get Town. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
We have the Shining Speaker, gentlemen.
How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm doing lovely, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
She thanks me, man. She thanked me.
It's okay. We can fight over it. It's okay. We can fight over it. It's okay.
Trust me.
And I'm sorry, I didn't write your name down properly. You said Shannon, the living all-star? Is that what you said?
As in shining, as in let your light so shine so that others may see your good works and glorify God who is in heaven. Shining, the shining.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you don't see the glow, you'll never know. So, the shining speaker.
Girl, if you don't see the glow, that means your sunglasses are too dark. I'm just here to say it. Don't get me started because you said it so nicely. Beloved, since it's my turn to ask the question, is your piece locked and loaded? Yeah, I'm taking over from Van. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, sir. It stays locked and loaded. It stays loaded and ready to go at all times. Yes, sir.
Well, this is me and you. We're going to ignore Van. Let me talk to you privately, baby. Since your piece is locked and loaded, you have to pardon my co-host. Sometimes he gets in the way of things. But since your piece is locked and loaded, my question is, what would love say about you? And before you go into that, baby, I'm just going to take two steps to the back and to the left. I'm going to grab my man because, you know, this is my brother and I love him like cooked food. But we ain't going to disturb you because I'm getting kind of spoiled right now listening to you say what you say when you're about to say what you say. So the microphone belongs to you, and we need you to go ahead and get on down.
So love would say that sometimes you have to let go of what is fake gold. It's not real. It's fool's gold. Sometimes you have to let go of that in order to discover what love really is. Love would say sometimes you have to lose in order to gain. And my piece has no title yet, but who knows? Maybe in the remix I'll come up with a title and spin this a little bit more. So it starts so pure, purity, snow on ice, so nice. You fall into every crevice, open to the delight of your heart's joy. Your heart is full of something to the brim. It's love. Love bears all, an easy task when the burden is light and you don't have to fight. But then the bell rings. The gloves come off. You look around, you're upside down, and everything is falling out of the crevice, and your heart is taking blows you never trained for. You're on the floor. You're bleeding. You need relief, but there's no peace. It wasn't supposed to be this way. Where's love? Maybe this is it. Maybe love is hurt and pain, big loss, no gain, no sun, just rain. The blood continues to drain, and as it each hit lands, you're on your hands, your knees are weak, your outcome bleak, you stop breathing. It's not worth it. You're empty. You're wounded. You died. Or did something else die in you? Are you through? Not yet. You look up and you realize that you're breathing. You're bleeding, but that's a sign that you're alive. There's a chance to fill every empty place, every void, every space, but you have to give it up. You have to give up the lies, the deceit, the hurt, the wall. That's why nothing else can get in. You have to remember who you are. You may be on the floor, wet from a downpour, bloodied and bruised from this war, but you're standing, even as inside. He didn't win, so now it begins, because that was never love after all. It was only to change the reflection, break the rejection, and connect to that which reminds you of just how beautiful you are. Even with the wounds and the scars, they heal. But they show just how far you've come. Now, step out of that ring, because now you're fighting yourself, because he was never an opponent to begin with. So shine, beautiful star. That's what you are. And now, true love will be drawn to your glow. It's inevitable, but it starts from up above. Unconditional love, straight through to loving yourself as God does. That's your mirror. And now that you know, new day, new birth. Queen, remember your worth. Rise up and walk in it. And that is my spoken word, gentlemen. Oh, thank you.
Show them why you shining. Show them why you shining. Go ahead now. You show why you shining.
Oh, I'm shining. I am shining.
That's what
shining.
I'm talking about. Showing why you shining. That's hot. I really enjoyed that. That's the sister that's standing to the pulpit, and she's like, I need you to pay attention for a second. Put your Bible down. I'm about to talk. And then she goes into this piece. And then she goes into this piece and whatnot, and then she's just like, she touches the microphone. She's like, you may carry on. And just walks
there
into the pulpit, and he's like, I hear that.
Right.
Even the Catholic Church preachers like, well, damn.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I got some of them too.
Not just the Catholic preachers, Jay. That's the Baptist.
Bring it all.
They'll say it too. They'll do it too. But I dug this on a really, really deeply spiritual level, and I'm a fan. Right now, I'm a fan. Because hearing this is just amazing, the work itself, the way that you related it to the unconditional love, that supersedes all.
Yes,
there is no love that's greater. And I don't care, y'all can debate me on this all you want. You know, I will take that to my grave. There is no love.
No love
like love
no greater
that
love.
Father gives to us.
No
greater love. And the way that
a man wants to step up and sacrifice, you know, you can be his mirror, but you got to start there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you definitely did him justice in this piece. And he's somewhere looking down saying, yes, that's my daughter. That's my child. And y'all better listen when she tells queens, know your worth.
Exactly. Don't you ever let a man or a woman, anyone, dull your shine.
Yep.
Queens, you are worth it. You are worth it.
Amazing.
I like that.
Ink. Amazing, Ink. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
now,
it. First time at the mic,
no,
but it will not be my last.
Yes. I hope not.
Oh, I really hope not. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
So we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor. The DJ said, and I quote, tell her to come on through because we got some gospel dance music too.
Ooh.
So, go on now.
Ooh, I'm rubbing my hands
now.
Like the evil scientist.
You got to mix it in with some old school now. I need gospel and some old school. So
you
put
got
some old school in there.
You got it.
Some, you know.
You got
it. Gerald Levert,
you
know, old school.
Check out the event page. We are satisfying that itch that you need scratched so bad.
Check out
the event page. We are satisfying that itch. Put some old school for some gospel.
You know, because church folk will look at you and say, girl, you ain't supposed to be dancing. I say, what did David do?
Hmm?
He didn't dance on her. He came about
David
his clothes. Don't tell
what
me.
David
tell
do?
Me. Don't tell
David
me that I ain't supposed to dance. What's wrong with you?
David,
you better go back and learn. You better go back and learn your word before you come at me.
And he had a beatbox. David dance.
David dance. Don't get me started.
They was pop locking. I read the Bible. They was pop locking.
I saw it in that too. I saw that in the book. Yep, that chapter. That's it.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Now we appreciate you. Now get on over there and have yourself a good time and introduce yourself to the others because I believe you came through last night too. And I just hope you're having a good time here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you so much for stopping by to Get Down. And we hope that this isn't the last time that we hear from you and your poetry. Yeah.
Indeed.
Thank you. Definitely.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Ann, she said that really nice to me. She was talking to me. She said that nicely. Go ahead.
J-Rod, she was talking to us. Okay?
You know what? You're right. It's the Get Down. It's not the.
Okay?
She was talking to us.
It's not the J-Rob show.
It's
you know,
because
you
kind of
took over.
Because
you kind of took over. You kind of took over the people by yourself.
I just wanted that part.
Okay, I'm better now.
My bad.
Okay?
My bad. You know, I messed up Joe's name, and then she started speaking. My bad.
It's okay. It's all right. I understand. Next up, we got our other brother, C-Double-34, Music, y'all, in the house. C-Double. What's good, my
brothers? This was one of those shows where I got a whole lot of content. I mean, my goodness. You guys, first off, then Rebel, then Lisa Lips, Rain, Joe DeVerbo, Sir Lawrence, all the way down. I'm like, okay, you're blowing up my music mind now. I mean.
Yes, sir. We love that.
You're blowing
man. We
it
love
up.
That. We love
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed.
I got to tell you something, bro. The last time I drove to Virginia, the first 30 minutes of my trip, I listened to your joint. I know I talk about it every time I hear from you, bro, but that that keep it knocking, that is my joint. I love that to no end, because the way you hooked it, keep it knocking, keep it knocking.
Well, you got to blame your man right there for giving me that idea, and I just kind of flipped it.
Man, listen, I love
so
it, man.
So it's Van's fault that I didn't have any car accidents. Yeah. So it's Van's fault. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that. my big brother's that dude. I'll take that. That is the sickest hook that I've heard in a minute. So thank you for that, because it got me through the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Anytime.
My brother, C. Devils. Now that you're here, brother, now, we got to hear from you, because you've been burning it up lately. I don't know if anybody else has realized, but show after show after show, you've been burning it up. And, bro, you is a daggone fool for posting that daggone. Donnie, come here. Boy, you was a fool.
Yeah.
So you know what my dance is going to be on the dance floor tonight. But see, my stuff is going to be fresh and clean. I'm sorry. That's how that
goes.
You
the for that
right,
one.
I know that's right, man. I could not let you get off this phone, these airways, this studio, without talking to you about my man said, he was talking about it. He said, look, if you ain't smell right, you still staining my, you still stiffing up my sheets. Oh, no, we ain't having that.
Shoot. I'm telling you, that's 16 years of marriage, man. I know about that stuff. My wife ain't going to let me get away with that, please. No.
Oof,
I got to get in that shower. I'm like, sorry.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Get all them skin stuff. No.
Oh, man,
this ain't skin tight. No.
Absolutely. But my
See,
brother,
you got me started again.
All right, let's bring it over. Because I know your piece is locked and loaded. But what would love say about you? Been out of the way, and you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Now, this piece had nothing to do with your topic, but you made me remix it. So this piece is called This Time She Smiled. I'm intoxicated by drinking her hell. This lockjaw concoction of tainted H2O, hell to the no, incinerated within my swallows of how I got with her that one night. Trapped in her dungeon, I stepped in dung as I listened to that dumb shit. She has spoken of our oneness. I successfully suffered succumbing to my numbness, painting me by numbers 1 to 100, where 60 seconds felt like 1,000 forevers. How much more can I bear of this? I tried to lean back away from this terrorist and enemy territory, hoping to accept some glory. In this civil war, drinking her coffee, as her colleagues scoffed me with old breasts flopping, being liberated with their bras off. This time she smiled at my demise. Surrounded by surrogates of this crime, dressed like pantomimes with no panties on. This choice I registered regrets between the lines of my signature and fingerprint, going against the grain of my character. Should have listened to my spirit, my inner voice, so I'd escape this injury in my head. The one escalated by my desperation to be involved in the fornication using Planned Parenthood latex, it keeps breaking, causing the impregnated improvisation of my self-hatred. But this time she smiled. As the court ordered my being enabled to her enslaving me, she shaves me through chicanery, and the little bit of bravery I have is fading fast. I'm indefinitely indebted to her in perpetuity, losing sleep, as I hear Chuck Woolery laugh at my love connection coming back to me in 2 and 2. My head's confused and bruised from her verbal abuse as I pray for the escape route on what state I should move to. I feel like a loser just south of Louisville, but the cardinal offense in question is, why did I choose her? When love chose me before I was formed in the womb, love chose me because of and in spite of me. So I have nothing to prove. Because love would say, if you need somebody who will stand by you through the good times, the bad times, I'll always be right there for you in peace.
This right here. This right here.
Oh, man. Man.
This right here. I digs this. I digs this something heavy. Use a man. Van Meadows.
You know, within each piece tonight, there's been something that has been said about love that makes you realize just how special love is. And I'm going to tell you, this is a really, really dope piece, but the line in here for me that shows me how special love is, love chose me in the womb. My brother, when you think about that, love chose me in the womb, and at how you were created, and how someone loved you enough to bring you here, because not every child makes it out of the womb, if we're being honest.
Yep.
But love chose you while you were in the womb, and every one of us here listening can agree with that fact, because we are here because love chose us in the womb. Thank you.
Thank you for having me remix this thing. Because I was going like a haunting film noir type of thing. I didn't know where this was going. But then you had that topic, and it was like, okay, you were in that lust area, but here's the time where you never give up. I don't know. It's kind of like that Rick Astley song that I can't stand. Never going to
give
you.
Oh, man, I like that song.
Give.
Never going to give you.
I can't stand.
Never going to
hurt
you down.
Little howdy doody mother.
Please hurt you. I only, you know why? I loved it when it came out. But I love it even more because my kids sing it. And it's just something about hearing my kids who are 14, 12, and 10 sing a song from when I was their age. I mean, word for word, verbatim, but that's a whole other show. But my brother, I thank you, man. I thank you for bringing this piece. We're going to send you on off to the Get Down dance floor. You got to take a few steps apart from your work, man. I already told you
what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one of these old ladies' sweaters, and I'm going to do the Downy Unstoppable dance.
That is hilarious.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
That is hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother C-34 Music. Oh, man.
They know who we be.
If you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You have made it to the overtime hour. Those who are listening in online who did not call in, guess what? They're cut off. So let's keep this party going. Next up, our West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere. What's good with you, bro?
Blessings to the poets before me and after me. Good evening, man, Poetic. And J-Rob, your pieces, you
salute,
guys,
coach.
Did. Man, salute, gentlemen. Is this outstanding, Rebel, Lisa, everybody. I just, wow. I don't think I could hold my own candle right this moment. There's a lot of love out here.
Oh, for sure. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
he been modest.
Coach, when you get a chance, after all this poetry stuff, man, please take a look at my Instagram or put something up there specifically with you in mind, because I found the Tree of Hope in Harlem. But we'll talk about that
man,
later.
No doubt. No doubt.
We'll
talk about that later. Yeah, no doubt.
I do, however, have a question for you, Coach. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, sir.
With that being the case, then I have to ask this question. What would love say about you?
Divine kiss.
And before you do that, let me and Van step away from the microphone so you can go ahead and get on down.
Divine kiss. Without us, there's no them, and then I take my socks off. Can you swing my way? My house is yours. It's beautiful, more than anyone has ever wanted and dreamt about. What's real love from a divine kiss? Because, like, until you surrender unto his will by promise to obey through intermission. When you feel it, receive it. Take charge of it. It's a magical unicorn. It's a magical mermaid's paradise. It's a four-leaf clover awaiting to give you what has been paid for through his divine death. That's my web designer yelling at me, forgetting about my past lessons and moving forward forever without a never-ending bliss. Poetic justice way better than anything on earth by seven seasonal seas. Letter for reading afterwards. Today's topic systematically broken down. Each mainframe comes with a warning sign up, parts given away like she has never once disagreed since divine mercy with that part of who she wasn't supposed to be, to have had anything left except exceptions past her prime. Age to adulthood begins on ladder after puberty and her first mark of womanhood, although our puberty begins once we stop peeing in the bed behind being lazy to awaken tomorrow's dreams. Go ask those who jump overwhelming on her laps by default and definition. She would be happy to help with her own opening, at which time her sign, divine kissing, have given by free will to be loved and move intolerantly, awaken, fake, empathetic backlash, cornerstone, wash earplugs for screening her weakness. Since we have put a price on beauty, showing all the taboo on Yahoo and Earthlink, forever black planet, pastry sheets made her sweet innocence, yearning for peace from your soul, asking to unmask a part of you before we depart on the last dance song. Come and go with me over to our place, raining love down on me as dove cries. You're my Saturday love, Jones. How raw is your mind? Can you keep on keeping on undressing me like I just can't stop dreaming about what love can't do with you in front of me testifying? Let me talk about that divine kiss. That's what love do for me. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that peace.
My brother, divine kiss. Ooh, divine kiss. Yo, that's what love do for you. Love give you those succulent divine kisses, man. Kisses that you never want to forget. You never want to forget a love's kiss. You know, a love's kiss is one of those kisses where you still feel it after the kiss has been placed. Man, J-Rob. Why, son? Are you muted?
My bad. I was sitting here talking the whole time until you said my name, and I was like, wait a minute, Coach. Because, you know, I got to be polite. I gotta mute myself so that the poets could do their thing. But, Coach, you are that dude. I didn't know what to expect, and I had to just sit back and be quiet and say, you know what, let my brother spit that spit. Do that thing, B. Do that thing. And I loved this ink. And tonight, I know Van picked it up, but tonight your cadence was a little different. Mm-hmm. That's what made the piece even better for me. Your cadence was a little bit different, and you took it down a couple of notches to get this through. So on that again, salute, bruh.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I'm humbled.
As are we.
Yeah. Thursday
as
is my,
are we.
My spot. I love you, gentlemen. You guys truly my inspiration. So, again, thank you. I'm always going to say till I die, You two brothers are my inspiration, so thank you.
Thank you as well, bro. It means a lot
to
us.
Thank you, brother.
No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, my go-go brother on his way to the dance floor, Sincere. One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, big bro. That brother's bad.
Man. Yeah, he is, man. Yeah, he is. Now we're going to Wolf Hour's own, my brother, Divine Demon.
Oh!
What's good with you, bro? Divine Demon, are you muted? You muted? Muted?
Are you muted?
No, what's up?
What's good,
bro? Happening, Divine Demon? What's going on
with
you?
What's going on, fellas? Hey,
man, I can't call it.
Bro.
I might spoil it, man.
I'm just chilling, just trying to be patient, waiting in line, calling 8:47, still too late. I think some people are calling at 8 o'clock California time.
I think some people calling at 3 o'clock California time, just be chilling, waiting the cartoons go off.
Right. They
that's
be
beyond you,
bro. Blog talk.
I know that's right, bro.
What'd you say?
Yes, sir. Now, I was going to say, man, I have to agree with both of y'all, man. You know, they call in and they be holding a gun to the blog, telling, hey, let me in right now. I don't care about your time. Let me in right now.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
I'm going to get a ticket again early. Ticket, I don't
need to work
no more.
Yo, me and Van be catching it because people be hitting us up back town. Where am I? I've been on since early Thursday morning.
I've been here since
last week. What you mean? I got to be on. And I get hung up last Thursday, and I've been waiting ever since.
J Rob, you didn't hear me. I said I'm one of those people.
Oh, seriously?
Sure I am.
And he on California time.
Right. Oh, man, it's all good, though, bro. It's all good, man. Glad you're here, bro.
Yeah, it is good
to
hear from
you,
bro.
Absolutely.
Glad to be heard.
Man, but listen. We want...
I'm sorry, man.
That's all right, man. We want to know, man, what would love say about you? And we're going to step out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right. What does love say about me? Love says I love to be liked by everyone, but I know I'm not everyone's type. Love says believe fact, not fiction, and do my best not to believe the hype. Love says I love to love, but I'm not truly in love. Love says remove the thoughts from the past and replace them with actions from the man above. Love says I shouldn't be living hate because that isn't of God. Love says be close to my soulmate, but if my soul breathes hate, I'll be punished with a spiritual rod. Love says I have a huge heart and I love to give, but I can't look for recognition. Love says give from the soul and don't make an exhibition. Love says, although I show no facial expressions, I still have a magnetic personality. Love says, even though I am the anomaly, when I meet a stranger, I should look for commonality. Love says, I need to leave a legacy for my daughter. Love says, set an example, do best to be better than the man I never met and never called father. Love says, the women love my magical gifts, the way I make them drip with my incredible lips and snake-like tongue. Love says, be gentle with them. No need to stick your saber past their lung. Love says, take it in stride when they ride. Show them, don't tell them, that my mouth is well hung. Love says, I'm a wordsmith because I steal words quick. Love says, make my words and my points stick. Love says, there's a thin line between love and hate, but I must make my local presence stick. Love says, I'm like a pilot from Pontius because I'm ill with no conscience as I slay lions that are mad sick. Love says, there's 69 mighty fine reasons. Love says, hold tight to a vine and cling to this rhyme scheming. Love says, I keep you captured in a rapture, make you addicted, no escape or freedom. Love says, I can't be denied, got too much pride inside. Love says, they made me. They love to hate me because it can't be me, so I must be in love with poetry. In peace, Divine Demon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, man.
And you got
something
happened along the way in the background.
Right.
You ain't slick, sir. You ain't slick. Stop pulling at my heartstrings. Stop pulling at my heartstrings.
I knew the DJ would catch that.
Man, listen. Oh, my gosh. Yo said so many things about love and the clothes, bro. The piece was phenomenal. And then
the piece
clothes,
was sick.
I must be in love with poetry. Oh, my God. Yo.
Love said, I have an electric personality.
Oh, my God.
Because my tongue is hung. You hear this shit? Because
what?
My tongue
oh
is
my
hung.
God. Yes, my tongue
Come
is
on.
Hung.
No.
It says my mouth is well hung.
Got it.
My bad. Let me retype that.
Bro, divine demon, bro.
Yes, sir. What's going
bro,
on?
Bro, when did you write this piece, bro?
You know what? I started it, today is Thursday, I started it like Monday, and I polished it up last night. I thought I was ready to speak yesterday.
Wow. Phenomenal,
hence
bro.
The name Chris Gifted.
The gifted one.
I'm going to make sure I post this in the event room so everybody can check it out.
Please do, man.
Because
man, you got to get over there on
well
that.
Hung.
Well hung, bro. It was a lot. There was a lot in there, man.
There was a couple of joints in there. Between Joe and Chris, there's a couple of lines I got to borrow.
Bro. Man, definitely make sure you post that, man. But we got to get you over to the Get Down Dance Club, man, so that you can demonstrate some of the moves since you're in love with poetry, man.
I'll do that.
I love that piece, bro. I love that piece.
Appreciate it, man.
On his way to take his tax off, man. We appreciate you, man. You know we appreciate you, man. Divine
All
demon, man. Wolf Hour's own. Man, y'all got to bring
Wolf
Hour's
back. That's a phenomenal
cat, man. Talk to the mouthpiece. Tell him Wolf Hour's got to come back, man. Just let him know.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, brother. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, man. But get out there on that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother, our brother, Divine Demon.
The Divine Demon. Yes, sir.
Man. We're going to go from a Divine Demon, man, to Epiphany's host. Hey, man, listen. We got an Epiphany host, man, who's coming up next. And when I tell you this brother, we affectionately call him Iron Man around here because he has these shows that jump off on Tuesday nights. Let me see, Fly Speak, Honey Drippers, War Council, Marvel versus DC. Let's see.
Cats versus
Merry
Dogs.
Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
Skins. It's everything.
Right. You know, it's just everything. You know what? Let's just bring our brother. And ladies and gentlemen, Mojave.
What's good with you, bro?
That's a lot of breath, man. That's a lot of hot breath. Anyway, yes, I'm fine, sir. How are you doing? I'm good. Hey, fellas. Hey, cuzzo. Hi.
What's buzzing, cousin?
What's happening, bro?
Nothing happening, Captain. Nothing. I was trying to write as quickly as possible because I realized that this was a prompt and I was moving slow because I'm doing triple duty. I'm stupid, but that's what happens over here because I just keep doing stuff like this. I don't know why. Help me. Anyway, that's all I was doing. I was writing to prompt. I was trying to get it done. And I was looking at all these dope people coming through telling me what love means, you know, what would love say about them. And I was like, oh, man, I got to get in here and write while being on two different shows and then waiting for this one. That's crazy. So that's why I was
No, that's not crazy. That's my hobby.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what's happening. Anyway, so, but, you know, I'm trying to get all this writing done. Because, you know, next week is Pimmy Radio Universe, Honeytip Poetry Collective presents WET, Bring a Towel. WET mode is the way and the mode and the means that you are going to continue with us. There's only 10 open mic spots. Please get there early. If you are not there early, you will not go. I'm sorry. Make sure that you understand. If you know there's no pre-sign-up, but if you feel the need, make sure that you're there and you beat me there so that you can get on before we proceed with all due speed and haste. There will not be a waste. We will make sure that WET is all over the place. Clean up on aisle 69. Slick the aisles. There you go. I tried to get that out.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to jump ahead of the usual, but let me also go into something. Just remind my cousin how much I love him for being a part of this Epiphany Universe. Because, bruh, if you don't hear it enough, on behalf of me and Van, you's a bad dude. And your energy and your the way that you open your heart to the poetry platform is something to behold. And I just need to tell you, man, not only am I a fan, I'm humbled to be able to call you family, and I'm glad that you're a part of this family. And thank you for joining us on the Get Down this evening. You really are that dude.
Oh, man. I'm just telling you, y'all trying to give me them real tears, man. What's going on with that?
The onion eyes.
There you go. The onion eyes. Y'all are wilding out. Thank you. I love it. You give the flowers.
No, but it's got to be said, bro. Brothers and sisters need to know when they're appreciated, and you are appreciated. So if anyone
Thank
else
you.
Ain't saying, bro, let me and Van let you know, my man, you are appreciated. And I know you already know this, but
that.
It does help when it's said and it's received in the method and in the heart that it was given to you, man. So me and Van love you tremendously and want to thank you, man, as do the rest
that,
of the Epiphany Universe.
Thank you, brother.
So that is
that.
Is your piece locked and loaded, cuzzo?
It's not complete, but I'll read it anyway. Yeah.
I'll rock with that because I know you know how to, what's that word they say in New York? Improvise. So, with that being the case, me and Van going to step out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
What would love say about me? Love would say that she loved me more than I loved her, till tumultuous terrible things occurred she could not plan, provide, or protect me from me. Watching how love is supposed to be. Hard to watch when someone struggles, needing her cuddle because heartbreak was always easier to take. Used to watch Mama Blues from lack of dad's choices of hues when he cheated on her with a work friend. This would be how they end. We'd have to event this breakup to attend. My father loved his wife to the end of her life. And while my mother still loves him, and she's not been with him in 35, still feeling the strife. What would love say about me? I was, am, a dreamer. I could take a nimbus cloud of my ether, give them the features of the love in this beautiful creature, and I wanted her to take me by my hand, caress my face, hold a place in her center by which I could enter and live forever in that space. She would say that I was idealistic, willing to please, hoping to find the peace of her ease when my first love, lease on life, left. I crept deftly, my second love becoming pregnant once, twice, three times and told me I was not ready or enough. This was devastating. I stopped dreaming because it was too tough. Love would say that I loved someone broken as I hugged her tighter. The blood from the cuts grew brighter as I learned to bleed my inequities. And then she would say that I was a cheat, looking for the easy beat. I was a fat boy I was a fat boy that all I can eat. I refused to say that I was broken. Then a daughter was spoken, and it was at this time I felt my breath return. Love would say that I began to learn, that it would say that I was hard to earn, and that iron sharpens iron, but I smelted and burned. I felt everything that was smelted, and I melted at her touch. She made me feel her woman's touch. I began to grow and thinking that this was never too much. But again, I love broken, and the cuts began to bleed. I tried to be with her with all due haste and speed, and I realized that love don't love nobody, especially me. I would beg her, please, I just want to be with you. I just want to have a family. And she would tell me that all these things were nothing that I ever needed. Defeated. I came home. I lived alone, by myself. I couldn't tell people the shame of what it's like not to live with anyone else. Homeless on the street 4 months. And I didn't have the strength to tell anyone. Worried. But love did love me. Helped me to build me. Helped me to grow me. Helped me to find me. Helped me to be me. I saved every penny. And slowly I put every brick by brick back. Till I lived in a place where I did not lack. That when drugs took a hold of my ex-wife, I took my children back. What would love say about me? Love would say that I'm stern. I'm a hard taskmaster. That I love like there's nothing that ever matters. And so love would say that I love like nothing ever matters. Love would say that I love like nothing ever matters except her. And I'm willing to be, give freely, open myself to thee. And one day, love is a place and a home where I'll be. Poem.
Whoa. Mm. This is such a visual piece. This is such a visual piece. You guys know me. I tend to play movies in my head when I'm hearing you guys do these pieces. And Cuzzo, I'm just, I got you and me at my crib. And you like, yo, bring me some of that 1800. And I pour a little bit of that 1800, and I'm like, so what's up? And you're like, I just got a story to tell. And as I'm pouring your glass and I'm lighting up a cigar, you go into this piece. And then you just get up and you go, you know, to the men's room, and I'm just sitting there like, damn. Did he just say that? And when you mentioned that Nimbus cloud, I was like, oh, I'm so mad at him because that is the dopest line ever. I really like this piece, Cuzzo. I seriously like this piece a lot. And it goes somewhere deeper than what you might let on. And I'm not even going to dive into that until you and I get a chance to talk privately, but that's a dope piece. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, you know, this has got to be one of the most heartbreaking pieces I've heard this evening. Painful, but I know it, and I felt it. You made me feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just, you know, you made me walk in your shoes in this piece, and you'll often hear me refer to someone's ink as beautifully sad ink. And that's what this is. And I appreciate your transparency. I appreciate you for being bold enough to scribe it and bold enough to share it. That's growth. And it's a dynamic piece, bro.
Thank you.
But again, you made me feel this, bro. Amazing ink, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Once again, bro, you are... You did that. You did
indeed.
That.
Indeed.
You did that damn thing. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
You going to take me somewhere different.
Hey, let him talk about his show.
You ain't fair. You ain't fair. We in our feelings. What's up?
He tried to get us back, man. He tried to get us back. He tried to give us the onion eyes. He tried to give them back to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That shit me.
Tears are cleansing. Tears are cleansing.
Did you just
cleanse
say that?
The soul. Tears are cleansing. They are.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry.
But man, you talked about a little bit about what's going on Tuesday, man. I cannot wait. I got some new ink that I'm scribing specifically for that show. Yeah.
All right. So listen. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I know. Here's what I know. I know. Here's what I know. There's a group of individuals that are brilliantly filthy in their with their pens and the way that they think and how they transcribe moments, mystery, and magic through words. I know this. But what I also know that they are designing things to make sure that things stay wet, that there's an inordinate amount of precipitation that's supposed to happen when you hear certain words. So because there's going to be fresh ink and everything else, I just tell people, no, just get wet. Bring a towel. Just bring a towel. Don't bring an umbrella. Bring a towel. Get wet. Get
there it is.
Wet.
Say no more.
Say all no right, more. Bro. Can't wait.
Mm. All righty.
But now you got to get over on that get down dance floor, bro.
You're nasty.
I know you ain't talking. Yeah. Wait, wait. Yeah. I know you're not talking. I know you're not talking.
I
know you're not
talking. I didn't even say nothing.
Open the door. Yeah, okay.
I will never live that down.
Never, bro.
Open
ever,
the
ever.
Door.
Ever, ever.
But, ever, ever.
But my brother, one love,
right.
One mic, taking your socks off, man. But the dance floor is heated. I mean, heated beyond heat.
Sweaty.
Yeah, man. Lisa Lipson and a couple of people over there waiting for your boy.
Oh, word? Oh, man. Damn.
Yeah,
I'm
bro. Get over there, man. Get over there.
All right. Wait. Ray's over there, too, right? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. All right, bro.
I'm telling you.
Take your socks off, right. baby. Ladies and gentlemen, host of Epiphany's War Council, Fly Speak. Honey drippers. Well, look, Tuesday night, just tune in. My hobby. One love, one mic, bro. All right, we're going to go from my hobby to area code 510. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? I believe I know who this is. My brother.
What? Yeah, brethren.
My brother. Hey, man, it's so good to hear you, man. Been missing you on the air, man. I'm glad you're here, brother. How you been doing, man?
Yeah, man, everything good, man. I just been working a lot. You know, I work 20 shifts, so, you know, it's probably
good
there, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Ready to just send you, my brother.
Oh, man, we're glad,
good
glad
to hear
to have
you, man.
Bro. Yes, sir, me brother. Yes, sir. And I know this, man, listen. This is your type of topic, man. This is your type of thing, man. So, my brother, what would love say about you? And we just going to step on out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yeah, man, cool that. All right, man, here we go, so. Starry kisses that drip from the sky like rain. Open our eyes to the project that soon comes. And I inner visions embrace your pleasure in a special way. That you ate, and I've gathered fire. Your whisper echoes through me mind with the warm intensity that treats down by like no other. I love smolders in a way that makes the stars and sky become lovers. Yeah, man. Your red leg panties, icing like thick feet, resting the vibration of your mind, and I and my soul. We embrace love fire with the 59 that whispers. From the erotic stars above. We make love passionately by throwing our hidden sexual desires. After our climactic orgasm, we bring the spirit of love. Amen. We love. We feel the echoes caress our bodies and minds to love. Let's body create that. I respect the love, spirit, life, human minds. You kiss me, then sexually with them. I'm about to come. Love, this bless us into a beautiful, natural high. I got my new love. Silver drops his name by silk cheek. We evolve into all sunshine and drips from the midnight sky. The sunshine that incubates the love and the sublime. That all sunshine that fills our bodies and minds into a raging fire. That all sunshine that tastes sweet as Jamaican wine. Amen.
Man, me brother, me Caribbean brother, J-Rob, my brother said, her whispers echo through me mind, bruh. Do you know how that's serious so, that is right there? That,
yeah, man, I think that's a deep shit if you think about it.
Just
that is the
man,
coolest
that,
way. That has got to be the coolest way to say you stay on my mind. You
indeed.
Echo.
Mm.
Yeah, man. It's a three-band team. That line I wrote, you know what I'm saying? You know, I heard me tell the set up to little gal back in the Grenada. I never forgot that line. So I just used it in that poem.
Wow.
Right on.
Dope, my brother.
Salute
dope,
to you,
dope.
King.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes,
salute to you, King.
Yeah, my big respect to everybody out there. My big respect to Tiffany, everything. King.
Thank you, me brother. We appreciate you, man. Definitely appreciate you, man. I missed you, man. I'm glad you're here, man. Real talk, man. Your voice is a pillar in the community, bro. And we are so glad that you're here.
Thank you, me brother. Big respect to everybody there. One love.
Big respect to you, too, brother.
One love, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Edward Burks, King Chango, man. Me Caribbean, brother.
That cat right there. That cat right there.
Yeah, man. We got next up, area code 724. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
What's up? This is Chi.
Hey, Chi.
How you doing?
Well, everybody's all right now. How you feeling?
Sitting here talking to Chi. We all right.
Everything is everything.
Yes, yes.
Come on now.
I like
y'all
that.
Y'all ready for this?
I'm going to
go serenade the guys for a little bit.
I'm appreciate that. So I'm just going to jump to the question since it's my turn to ask the question. Vin, I've been getting a whole lot of this. But
is your
piece locked and loaded, Chi?
I thought about love is, since that was the topic. I've done this before, let's do it again.
Van and I are going to get out the way because we would like for you to answer poetically, what would love say about you, Chi? And we would like for you to just go on ahead and get on down.
Love is an ability to balance self with another individual. Basically, you have to have love inside of yourself before you can project it out to anyone else. Otherwise, the balance is not there for you to even get started in love. Because if you do not love yourself and you do not have boundaries and you do not have directions, then you cannot direct love. And love is a powerful force. And without direction, all things could go away. And this piece is called Love Is. You see, love is more vast than the grasp of all sand, standing deeper than the oceans. Bluest grain of sand, stretching further than the eye could ever possibly see, with roots older than time could ever be. The only substance that cannot be packaged, marketed, or sold for mere man-made money, silver, or gold. It's non-duplicatable. It will always be, and it will always be free. A substance one can feel but never see. Although love cages many men with its countless allures that lead to fornication and sin, trapping their hearts in a maze of whirlwind, then kicking them out the back door and through the front door to repeat the cycle all over again. Love is the strongest force in the universe. One man calls it a blessing and another calls it a curse. Yet the belly of this beast undercuts the realm of earth. Love can create multiples of multiples and infinite rapid multiples of unfathomable desires. Love can give you the strength to live again or the will to lay down and die, bringing emotions of joy mixed with heartache of lows and highs. Love calls us by name through the whispers of the winds of the trees, breaking strong men down on their knees, begging, baby, please, 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 please. A most powerful energy that creates something out of nothing, a vital key to the existence of mankind, wanted by the wealthy and the elite, considered a truly rare find. A long-standing antimatter that touches the lives of us all. No man is immune from love. In love, we all fall. Love has no respect of person and cannot be possessed, yet its power has been documented and boldly confessed. Holding hostage the young and the old, great men have written songs about love, and countless of books have been sold. Love produces matter in all forms, and love can calm one's inner seas or rage you in a violent storm. So be careful with this substance, for it comes from the ancient of old. For it can make a rich man poor, but it's worth its weight in gold. I.G. Poetry and have that peace.
I dig that. Yes. I dig that.
Yes. Yes.
So cerebral with this. So cerebral. I dig this so much. I like this. Oh, you got to do me a favor because there's a couple of gems in here that I couldn't, I can't write fast enough. Damn it, I failed a whole lot of secretarial school. But that aside, oh, please, please, I'm asking as a gentleman, please post this in the event page so that some of us can get this loving again, because I like this. And your delivery was spot on.
Okay, we'll do that. I thought about that collaboration thing. Is it over? I wanted to share a collaboration, but I didn't know what to do.
We haven't decided when we're going to bring that back. Oh, but it's coming.
Okay. Could you let me know? I'd like to share that with another poet.
There's a reason. There's a reason why we had to move that show. Because we only had two of the poets actually reach out and say that they were going to collab together. So they did their
collab. Well, I tried to message you to let you know that I was interested.
Me?
Yeah, but, you know, yeah. So I messaged somebody on the messenger on Facebook. I didn't know how to, you know, I don't have anybody's cell phone number, so I tried that.
On behalf of me and Van, that is all my fault.
Yeah.
I apologize, and I will make it my business to make sure that you do not miss any more shows. With that being the case, please do me a favor. When you post on the event page, I'm going to friend you and send you a notice, and you will forever know what's happening on the Get Down. Please.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, T. We're going to send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor after spitting that phenomenal ink.
Mm.
One love, one mic.
She's
ladies
dope.
And gentlemen, she poetry. Whew. Yes, she is.
She poetry.
Yeah.
Mm.
Next up, y'all, we got a freestyle phenomenon. Well, you know, she's also a storm. Tina Storm, y'all.
Mm.
Hey, Tina.
Happy Thursday, guys. I was mutating.
Happy Thursday. How are you?
I can't get down.
That's right. That's right.
Come
that's
on now.
Right. I love it.
Mm, mm, mm.
Well, since it's my turn, let me go ahead and help you get on down. Tina Storm, what would love say about you? And go ahead and get down.
All right. Thank you. I'm titling my freestyle. Thank you, love. There were a lot of times in my life when I didn't believe that love still loved me. I was out here loving recklessly, giving my love to any passerby who even looked in my direction. I felt like he must be feeling it too. Maybe he will be the one that will love me. Turning over stones, looking in hollow logs, foraging in the forest, walking along the beach, picking up shells, thinking that sometime I would find a broken heart there. I could pick it up and mend it, and it would belong to me. Maybe I'd find a message in a bottle that had drifted in to the shore from the sea. It would be a love note from my love expressing to me the love that he wanted to give me for all of eternity. It hasn't happened yet. So for me, love's been making cameo appearances and fleeting. Hasn't been the thing that was staying and not leaving. And then I thought about the children that I had that were conceived but did not give birth to. So they were loves of mine that I never got to hold on to. I had to look to the future and the brightness in the sky when I saw the light and the love of my life who would be the apple of my eye. I've been pregnant 4 times with 5 children and had 1 live birth. My daughter Stephanie is the gift that I got from God, and I told her this previously on many occasions so she knows it to be, that if I could pick my own child, I'd still pick her. I believe that it was destiny. I was told by doctors that me conceiving and carrying a child to term would not be. That's true. I did not carry Stephanie to term either. I was 6 months and 1 day pregnant when my water broke. 2 days later, in October, I had this child that would be my greatest achievement on earth. She is the reason that I know that love does exist. I had been kissed and fooled, my heart broken, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I've been sad for quite some time now. I lost someone who was very dear to me, and for a long time, he was my love. I heard his voice in a dream last night for the first time in so long that I knew it was a dream, but I was happy and safe, and it felt so right. It was that comfort that you get when you're a baby and you're in a blanket and being swaddled, and you're safe. I've always wanted my daughter to know with me she had that safe place. She feels like I've been the rock and the anchor in her life, and I've held her down and also lifted her up so many times that she wouldn't know what to do with herself if there were no me. So I've been writing down the blueprint to love. So in my absence, she will still be able to see how beautiful love can be when it's expressed in the way that it was meant to be. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Come on now. Come on now. Greatest gift of love is that being a mother giving birth to exactly whom she is and resurrecting your energy through the positivity of being able to give birth. I applaud you and your transparency in this piece. Thank you.
Thank you, Jade Rob, the wise son. I appreciate it.
Van Meadows, what say you, good brother?
Man, Dennis Storm, you know, this is love on a whole different level because you talk about something in this freestyle, five, being pregnant five times and only one live birth. That's love.
Four babies, five pregnancies.
Four babies, twins. Five pregnancies, right.
Yeah.
And you and your daughter have a different kind of love that maybe she might not even understand because of what you went through, what your body went through, and you birthed her into the world.
Yes,
so
right.
I can only imagine as a parent how that feels and that kind of love. So I definitely applaud you for demonstrating that in this freestyle. There was a lot that you said in there, but that right there stuck with me the most because of that love.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate you.
It means the world to me because as much as I would love to have a lasting romantic love, you know, people come and go in your life. They come in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And I have not had a forever love that was romantic, but I have a relationship with my child that I've been blessed with. So that love to me, that's a representative of what love, how love loves me and sees me. I got to give life. And that's the greatest gift that I've ever received. So I'm sharing her and my grandchildren with the world regularly simply because I had that ability when it wasn't promised to me. So I'm just grateful and thankful. Thank y'all. One love, one mic. See you next Thursday.
Thank you. See you next Thursday.
Yeah, we're looking
love,
forward to seeing
mic.
You next Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm with that dynamic freestyle. Man, my brother. This has been an amazing show tonight. Amazing.
This,
ladies and gentlemen,
I can't lie. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Go ahead. No. Finish your thought, Jay. Finish your thought.
No, bro. From the topic going forward, and the amount of people who came through this evening, and some new people, some of our usual. Just the fact that everyone gravitated to the topic and had something powerful, prolific, and something to add to the scheme of this theme was just a blessing unto itself, bro. So I have got to give a salute to you, man. We've come up with some real dope themes, and to get the kind of responses that we have been getting is nothing short of God saying, you brothers got something I want to hear. So, yo, while he's on the throne, he's got our family members around listening to this show, and the poets just keep blessing us week after week. So,
amen. Yes, yes.
Love it, man. Love it.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. That show is at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is The Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is The Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. La Pearl, La Negra, essentially John Neese, and yours truly, me, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, as you heard, y'all, you heard Mojave. It's going to be wet, brilliantly filthy and wet. Honey Drippers, tune in. Wednesday night, we got those sexy divas, La Pearl and Negra, and Ms. VIP for the Love Zone. And then we also have Thursday night, y'all, you heard it, here tonight, the Get Down, the remix. With our guest, special guest host, Rain. And what do we mean by remix? We mean for you to take a piece that you have already done and remix it however you see fit. Remix. Now, y'all know what a remix is. You heard music, heard songs that are remixed. Some remixes may be better than the original version, you know. But it's up to you how you remix it. Last words, J-Rob, the wise son, my brother.
My good brother, week after week, we are doing some fantastic work, and I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to be able to sit as your co-pilot, have the kind of fun we have,
reading the commentary that people are throwing back at us on the event page, the people who hit us back channels. It is it's a testament to how we do what we do. And even when I get a chance to talk to people and they come through and tell us how much they enjoy to get down, like Rebel P. Jones and how Lisa Lips and how some of all these new poets like Raina tell us they really enjoy our show, says a lot about the energy in this room when we put it together, brother. Salute. I love you. And I wouldn't have it any other way on Thursday nights except to be here and to get down with you, bro.
Appreciate that, brother. I love you too, man. And likewise, man, I feel the same way, man. The content, you know, these poets, man, the Epiphany Radio Universe, you guys come through night after night, week after week, and especially here to get down, you rise and you accept the challenge and you go forth and you present some beautiful work. I mean, some simply dynamic work. And I am honored and humbled that I get to sit here and listen to each and every bit of it. Man, so many of you are just amazing. Again, shout out to our illustrious CEO, For Real the Poet. Without you, the poets, the callers, the listeners, there is no Epiphany Radio. But it's because of you we exist. It's because of you we're here. And we just hope and pray that you continue to keep coming because this is your show. We run it, but this is your show, man. This is where you come to be heard. Share your gift. Don't sit back and hold what you have in. Share it. Let your voice be heard. So, man, J-Rob, I love you, bro. Dynamic show. I can't wait till next week for the remix, man, with Rain.
Oh, my God.
Guest co-host. I cannot wait. We need to talk after the show, bro, because I got an idea. But, ladies and gentlemen, one love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace.